Dredd and Rogalski in the studio, and it's time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. And once again, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health, Mendocino Coast.
Good morning. I'm here with Judy Leach.
So I know you want to diverge a little bit from the normal topic today and talk about the earthquake retrofitting requirements for the hospital because some deadlines are coming up.
Yes, so thank you. This is a really important topic and is going to become more and more of a conversation over the next many months. So I think it's really a good time to start. First of all, I'd like to reassure everyone that our hospital is seismically compliant with the current regulations. So we are currently seismically compliant. However, as people may know, they are changing some of the seismic requirements that go into effect on 2030, meaning that if you're going to do a retrofit or you're going to build a new hospital, it has to be completed by 2030. And many, many hospitals across the state are struggling with this. Many communities like ours who are small and just don't have that much money to throw at a problem like this. So this is going to be a question that really has to be answered through a lot of discussion here in the community. And so the Coast Democratic Club last week kicked off the discussion with a public forum, and it was really outstanding. There were 91 persons on the call on this Zoom meeting, and the majority of those were local community members. The meeting was moderated by Ted Williams, but people like Assembly Member Jim Wood were there, Jason Wells, our community board chair for the hospital, as well as Judy Leach, Amy McCulley, our new chair of our healthcare district board, as well as Jessica Grinberg, past chair. Quite a number of people, Lucretia Renneria from the Coast, the Healthcare Foundation was represented. I represented the medical staff. I don't want to forget anyone. Bernie Norvell participated as mayor of Fort Bragg. And lastly, Dan Gerdy as District 4 supervisor. The issues really boil down to, in my opinion, three things. Number one is what to do about the state seismic mandate, and whether the community should or could even put pressure on the state legislature to get some relief in that. It is a massive unfunded mandate, $150 billion, with a B, billion dollars statewide would have to be spent to make all of the hospitals in California seismically compliant by this new seismic requirement. And that money simply is not there. There is no $150 billion in the healthcare system in California to do this. It's a simple math issue. So that's one question, is what to do about this seismic requirement. The second question we're going to have to grapple with as a community is whether we want to simply spend the money, $25 to $30 million, to seismically upgrade the existing facility, which of course is a beautiful facility, or do we want to build a new hospital? Building another 25-bed hospital would cost $100 to $120 million, and these price tags are going to have to be paid for in large part by the community, either through some fundraising or grants or whatever, and all that has to be examined. And lastly is the looming question of what is being referred to as right size. So we want to make sure that whatever we build meets our needs moving into the future. And that future really starts at 2030, when whatever it is we're doing needs to be completed. But the reason that this is so timely right now and so important is because we need to actually have the plans for what we're going to do approved soon. I can't remember off the top of my head when those plans have to be submitted to the state, but I know that that deadline is either coming up or has passed. And so we really need to come up with a plan. And remember, not every architect and not every contractor in the state is allowed to work on a hospital. So whatever we're going to have to do, we're going to have to get a contractor and an architect And then we have to get all these plans approved, and then we would have to start on the project. And so even though 8 years from now may seem like a long time into the future, it's actually here now. We actually need to make a decision, I would say, within the next 6 or 8 months and move forward with this. So this is a great opportunity now just to mention to the community that your engagement is so important. I'm going to go into greater detail about the seismic requirements and how they came about and what they really mean in the Miller Report this week. And then I'm going to dedicate some of the future Miller Reports on addressing some of these other questions like build versus remodel and right sizing. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Judy.
Thank you, Dr. Miller. As we look at the future of what healthcare looks like on the coast, it is a collaborative experience. And I'm so grateful for our partners at MCC. I'm grateful for the collaboration that we have between three hospitals in Mendocino County. But what it does mean is also the collaboration with our landlords here of this building, and that's the district board. So those are elected officials, and I urge our community to reach out, because when it comes to the bricks and mortar or the facility, that's the district conversation and their leadership and the future of that. When it comes to the operations of a hospital, that's Adventist Health. And so together, we are able to really talk about the future. But it's individuals like Dr. Miller who are focused on quality and what that means for patients to increase access to care for this local community. And speaking of access, that means people. The issue of being able to staff a hospital and our clinics to serve the needs of our community. Last year, our clinics alone took more than 7,000 additional patient visits compared to the previous year. Here's what that tells us. It tells us that more people are willing to keep their care close to home, which is so important as we talk about the future of healthcare. So again, last year, more than 7,000 additional patient visits just at our clinics, which could attribute to why there were longer wait times, that in addition to bringing on a new platform known as Cerner, which also caused some delays. The great news is if you call there today, you don't have to be on wait for that long of a period to get your phone call answered. We are continuing to look for providers and for staff. So that's really where I'm going with this conversation today, is if you know of anybody residing on the coast who could help provide greater access to care, we are hiring, and all of those positions are posted on our website. So we're hiring everything from nurses to MAs to people in our housekeeping department, people to answer our phone calls, registration. You don't have to be a clinician in order to work at a hospital. And I'm also very pleased to let you know we are bringing in more specialists. Last week, the latest specialist to join Adventist Health Mendocino Coast is Dr. Pettis, an ENT provider, once again, keeping care close to home. So thank you so much for your interest in increasing our services to make sure the community has what they need.
All right, Judy, if I may, the one question I have is directed toward you. Is Adventist Health, I guess the only way I can put it, committed to keep staying with the hospital and being with the community for a long time to come?
Thank you for the question. It's an excellent one. The answer is yes. We are here in this community to meet the needs of this local community. We just finished a $15 million investment in this hospital, an additional $7 million on another initiative surrounding physicians. We wouldn't be investing these types of significant dollars, and that is not even getting into what we're doing for our salaries for our staff.
Right.
But when you talk millions of dollars, an organization does that because we believe in the potential of the local community. What I hope we will see as a result of that is continued growth. I know that Dr. Miller rounds on our patients continually, and we had less than 5 patients the day we started here on the coast. We were running a census of 19 last week.
Hmm.
The need for these hospital beds on the coast is real. And so, yes, Adventist Health is here. We're committed to serving this community. We're investing substantial dollars. We are the largest employer on the coast. We wouldn't be doing this if we didn't believe that this was the right thing to do for this community.
All right. Please pass that word on. I've had to deal with this rumor for about a month now, and you just heard from Judy Leach that Adventist Health is here to stay. Dr. Miller, thank you very much. Judy, thank you very much for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.